All right, and welcome everybody to RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside Coffee McCoff. No, I'm kidding. Breakman the Bold and Eric the Great. Gentlemen, how are you?
Better than Eric, apparently.
Was that Eric?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I falsely accused Breakman of Coffee.
I need to go drink some water. I'm going to go do that.
All right. Feel free to do that, Eric. Hey, Breakman, how was your week, dude?
That's all right. I feel much better. I got my voice back. It makes me so much happier.
You sound
two weeks without my voice was a miserable experience.
You sound so much better, dude. Like yes. Last week, you were like, ugh, you know.
The week before that, I can't talk.
Yeah,
it was fucking worse.
Wow, I can't believe Scotoma agrees with us here. We were talking before we got started on the proper show. Scotoma says Hispanics are the ones who are most likely to be paid the least, do the hardest work, and you will still see them making all sorts of parties and celebrate the most. Yeah, I mean, that's stereotypical, Scotoma, but I mean it's actually fairly accurate. They're the most humble. How do I put it? Kind of unassuming, you know, they just try to stay under the radar for the most part, you know. I mean, I thank you for saying that, Scotoma, because I mean, we were having a little discussion about the quote invasion at the border, you know. It's like people are afraid of their own shadow, Breakman. You know, it's just crazy. I don't know why. But so that's a great way to start out the show. A little bit of love, you know. We usually start with a bunch of hate. Can't stand this and that and the other. Of course, that's more for Sweetos, right, Break? I mean, you know. Eric, you back?
Yeah.
All right, let's get started with the news. If my sound bites decide to work.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, what do we got first?
We've got One Piece Odyssey Reunion of Memories, which is the DLC, and it's launching on May 25th, and doesn't say anything about a price. I'm gonna assume it's a free update.
from Namco? Not a chance, man.
Maybe.
Not a chance in the world, bro.
At the very least, it's gonna be $15.
Yeah, probably. I'm not. Are you guys a big One Piece fans?
Like, I don't think this is a game that's gonna have a lot of DLC. It's probably just gonna be this, and that's it.
You think, huh? Mm-hmm. I mean, I tried watching a couple episodes of One Piece back in the day, and I wasn't impressed. I'm not a big fan.
See, was your first experience my first? Like, you saw the four kids version of One Piece? Okay, that's the problem. Yeah, see, like I saw that, and I'm like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
If you go and watch the original, the real show, it's a lot better, but you gotta start from the beginning.
Mm. Also, it's slow. Like,
yeah, it's very slow.
Like, the anime's got some really, really bad pacing issues, but a lot of that has to do with the fact that they had to, like, keep pace with the manga, and they had to invent episodes where different things would happen just to drag it out long enough so they could get more of the story done.
Oh my god, the train saga, like, they drug that out as much as possible.
Ooh. Yeah,
and then there's the fact that the manga itself has pacing issues.
I just don't think it was geared
each saga progressively longer than the last.
It was definitely geared towards a much younger audience at first, right? Am I wrong in that?
It's always been a shonen show.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like for real young kids. You know, I can handle
And you saw the four kids version. Like, it was edited to be for like the younger kids.
Yeah. See, that's the impression that I got. So, you know,
yeah. Four kids version was terrible.
Yeah.
Because they think certain kids can't handle certain things in shows.
Holy shit, Freak Five! Freak Five says I went to my daughter's concert last night, and they mentioned that. Next year, the school's music department, choir, band, etc. are taking a trip, and it's $1,200 per student. Start saving, Freak Five. Save your pennies, man. Maybe that tax return, you know, that might be...
I'm glad that the 4Kids version of the show never got as far as a Thriller Bark arc, because there's some skeevy stuff going on in that episode. and that's in the arc because they would have to cut whole episodes in certain parts of the certain parts of the arc wouldn't make sense because they had to do that if they had to do that.
I forgot what they called Zoro in that, and why did they change his name?
They changed it to Zolo because I guess they were afraid that they get
copyright. Zoro. You could definitely get a copyright on that, man. Even calling your character.
Like, and here's some of the other things that 4Kids did. They took out Sanji's cigarettes, and Lieutenant Smoker's smoke was missing because his devil fruit powers manipulate smoke, so he has to constantly have cigars in his mouth.
Holy shit! Freak Fight says my daughter's kindergarten teacher was there, and he told us if she wants to go, he will pay for it.
And but like instead of giving him something to like substitute his lack of smoke, it's just. There's smoke coming from, like, his mouth, and it's, like, and it looks really poorly edited. Yeah. And Sanji's cigarettes were replaced with lollipops.
And Freak says he Venmo'd Mrs. Freak $1,400 today. The extra $200 is so my daughter will have some spending money. Oh, wow, man. That is, I mean, that's going up way above and beyond. That's fantastic.
Did he say where the trip's to?
What's that?
Did he say where they're going to?
Did not say. I don't think so. They're taking a trip, but he didn't say where to. But damn, that
like $200, and like it turns out it's Rhode Island or something. Like,
I know. What if it's like to Detroit or some shit? You know, like when school starts next year, we find out what class needs and hook him up. Yeah, I agree. Oh, Minneapolis. Almost as bad.
In January.
I know. He said Minneapolis. That's almost as bad, man. Minneapolis sucks. I've been there, man. It's bad. But hey, that'd be a fun trip for like a class trip. Let's see. Skodema says, oh, the joys of fatherhood. I know, right? I mean, but at least now he's got some backup. That's really cool, man. Very generous, man. That guy must... I mean, I know teaching isn't his main... gig, because otherwise he wouldn't be able to afford $1,400, man. That's
when
crazy.
He says joys of fatherhood, does he mean like getting rid of the kid for a while?
There you go. I mean, I don't think
it depends on how problematic the kid is.
Well, I mean, that's most kids, man. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site. Wholesome, relaxing RPG, Alchemist Cutie. I was out until I heard the name Alchemist Cutie, not one anymore. Then launches for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch on June 16th. That's about it.
I wish...
Wholesome, relaxing RPG released for Xbox and PC in 2021, so wow, this was an Xbox exclusive. I didn't know that. Explore the island. I'm giving you the bullet points. I'm not doing the story.
Yeah.
Explore Wimba Island from spring to winter to find the right jellies and items for your jelly farm, with many places to explore from the sandy beaches to the dark forest. There are plenty of secrets for you to find. Befriend a village of goofy fun and sometimes complicated characters. Help them by completing quests or just hang out and mingle. Jelly, blah, 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 whatever.
You know what? This is actually a breath of fresh air, man. There needs to be more games to kind of counteract the bullshit that's out there. And when I mean bullshit, I mean stuff like Call of Duty and, you know, stuff that's always so tense, right? Like there needs to be games that there's not a lot of tension, where you can release a lot of that tension and... You know, I think games like this are great and definitely have a good place in the game sphere. So, good on these people to create a game that's just not as stressful. Because I find, look, I was playing. I'll talk about it when we do our what we've been playing segment. But I was playing a little bit of. I've given up on Pillars of Eternity again. I remember exactly why I stopped before. It's just. I mean, it just throws you into the deep end and expects you to be able to... It's not like a normal RPG where, you know, you can level up your character, buy some new equipment, whatever, and then have a shot at... I mean, the lowest level enemies are kicking my ass, and I just... There's got to be a way around it. I know there is, but it's not... They don't really give you a tutorial or anything to kind of, you know, figure out. So I'm like, you know, I don't have the patience for that shit anymore. I need at least a tutorial to get me into the game and then, you know, go from there. But, and then I started playing, what's that game? Curse of the Moon. And that's a great game and I'm going to stick with it. But man, I got to the second boss and I got my ass handed to me. The learning curve on games nowadays is what's really the issue. I mean, even games like Bloodborne or, you know, Dark Souls, any of those type of games, it's very, very unforgiving, you know, so, just one of those things, but, I don't know, we need more games like this, you know, how dare you?
There's a lot of violent games. It's nice to have a game that isn't violent.
And Breakman is exiled, son of a bitch. I'm playing Marvel's Midnight Suns right now. Skunma says that's sort of like that. Let's see. Freak Five says he's a great guy. My daughter's a freshman, so it's been almost 10 years since my daughter was in his class. He only came to the concert last night for her. Wow, Freak Five. I mean, kudos to that dude, man. That's really, really cool. All right, I'm gonna do the next story here as soon as it pops up. And, of course, my computer needs more RAM, so it's taking forever. Come on now. You can do it. You can do it, little buddy.
You can do it!
Yeah, exactly.
I got loaded if you want me to.
I got it. Humor-filled action RPG Evil Wizard launches on May 25th for the Xbox and PC. So there you go. I like the name Evil Wizard. Let's take a peek at that.
I want to know more about this.
Release date trailer can be found below, which is, I already said. Let's see. Key features. If you're evil and you know it, clap your hands. Anyways, utilize that evilness you harbor to hack, slash, and stab your enemies. If that isn't enough, you know you're a wizard, right? Harness the elements and vaporize them. So, I guess you're just going around being an evil fucking wizard, which sounds kind of good. Metroidvania inspired design. Quest called Revenge. Face off against hordes of heroes. Avoid devastating deadly traps and solve increasingly problematic puzzles as you reclaim the halls of your castle from the filth that now lives in it. The wizard with a mouth. It's not all about serious revenge. There's lots of room for funny moments and dialogue from the titular evil wizard and his foes. All I heard was titular. Yeah, that's all I heard.
Okay.
Titular. Yeah.
You guys are terrible.
We are terrible, especially Breakman, but, you know, we won't go into it, at least not here. All right, Eric, you're next on the docket here.
Miracle Snack Shop is coming to Xbox Series on May 26th, currently available for PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC. So this is a management and dating simulation game, and it'll have English, Korean, and Japanese language options. And so it's basically a dating sim, but with some restaurant management stuff going on. It looks more like a cafe, actually, but, you know.
They need more of these type of cafes in real life. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just watching the trailer now. Voiced by Maya Isher. Anything else on that, Eric?
No, that's pretty much
it. All right, Breakman, next story.
This will be an adventure to Break, actually.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Protodroid Delta launches May 25th. Following a delay previously announced for April, blah, 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 not happening. We'll launch on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. So not the current generation, the last generation of systems?
No, they might be doing an update in the future. Who knows?
Hmm.
If they don't have the developer kit yet.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. The development kits are not cheap.
Yeah.
But do you want to know more about the story? Or?
Yeah, go ahead. Why not?
Okay, bullet points. Dynamic 3D action platforming. Draw upon Delta's extraordinary dexterity and distinctive arsenal to navigate challenging stages. Jump and shoot in 3D gameplay designed to channel the fast and fluid feel of 2D classics like Mega Man X. Ooh, I'm interested now. Discover a solar punk world. Solar punk? What? journey through a beautiful, hopeful, but non-utopian vision of the future where solar power is the dominant energy source and humanity and technology coexist with nature. Take on stages in any order. Oh, I like that a lot. Vibrant, I'm just skipping ahead. Vibrant characters, and then seek hidden upgrades. So yeah,
let's talk about this. Take on stages in any order. Mega Man was kind of a game that did that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first to do that. I don't know if it was the first, but that's actually something that well, I mean, obviously, open worlds you can kind of do that. But if it's not an open world game, I like the fact that let's say it's a platformer like Mega Man. That's actually really good. Because you're, let's say you get really frustrated with one boss, you can just go and do a different world and, you know, hopefully do good there and get that upgrade and go kick the shit out of the other boss, you know. I mean, that's actually really good. So this should be fun. Especially
that's why I fell in love with Mega Man as a kid. Like, Mega Man games are fucking hard.
Yeah.
You know, so it's easy, like, you get frustrated on one stage, well, fuck it, I've got 7 other robots to go after.
Yeah, for sure. Skodma says, my older son's graphics card got fried when the power went out, even with it being connected to a surge protector. Hey, do you have a guarantee on that surge protector, Skodma? Because if you do, they should pay for that. You know, if it's like a monster one, especially, they're always like, oh, we give you up to $50,000 of coverage and blah, 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 you know. It's like I don't care. If there's a surge, it's going to fry everything. You know, the surge protectors aren't going to really do much, you know. They don't, but, I mean, if the warranty is still good, then it's an old-ass one. Ah, darn it. All right, homie discounts, we got some updates on PS Plus. Eric, do you want to talk about this? What's new on the catalog?
Yeah, for the extra and premium subscriptions for May, they're adding extra and above Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, Humanity, Watch Dogs Legion, Dishonored 2, Dishonored Death of the Outsider, Sukuna of Rice and Ruin, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, Rise of the Tomb Raider, 20-Year Celebration, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, Bus Simulator 21, Next Stop, The Evil Within 2, Wolfenstein Youngblood, Thymesia, Brain World, Lake, Conan Exiles, Exiles, Rune Factory 4 Special, Soundfall. For people that just have premium, they're getting Siphon Filter, Look and Shadow. Ooh, who cares about that? Blade Dancer, also, ooh, who cares about that? And Pursuit Force, also garbage. And Ghostbusters, the video game remastered. It's like the only decent one there,
I guess.
I mean, I heard Blade Dancer is fun, and you can buy the PSP and PS1 games outright. And if you already paid for them previously, they'll be available for free because it basically just looked at your old purchase history and it's basically just giving you that version now.
Yeah. Not a bad lineup on PS Plus Extra, though. I'm looking at it. It's not too bad. I can't get into paying way more money for stuff, you know? I mean, I'd rather just purchase here and there on sale and just have it forever and not worry about it, you know? I mean, just the minimum PlayStation Plus is okay with me, you know. All right, let's move on. No Dear Break Man this week, unless you have something break. Is there anything?
All right,
let's move on to what you've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, break. What you been playing, man?
Mostly Redfall.
Redfall.
Everybody else
is
playing it. Everybody else hates it. But yep. I've been enjoying it. So whatever. I just play by myself.
I play by myself because there's no one else to play with. People ask me. Anyways.
There's some bugs and stuff like that, but that's the modern game. All games come out today buggy. They have to patch them all.
I know.
But, I'm enjoying the actual gameplay itself. It's kind of...
When I hear
a mixture of Fallout and Left 4 Dead and some Borderlands in there.
Yeah, okay. That sounds okay to me. Doesn't sound
terrible.
Yeah,
like franchises I love, and the way they're kind of mixed in there, I'm enjoying it. I don't care. Play by myself.
Well, good. Play by yourself, dude. No problem there.
The other game I've been playing is one of the games I bought, I think I bought for $1 at Black Friday. Rogue Stormers. Huh. Pretty sure.
Okay.
It reminds me of like old school Turrican.
Hmm.
You know, like the big kind of maps that are explorable, enemies coming at you from all angles and shooting in every direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it was supposed to be saved for this week. Oh, you didn't. We did it last week. We can do it again if you want. I mean, I'm pretty sure I remember last week's one. It was, when was last week's?
Oh, you wanted me to save it for this week, Freak? I mean, I did it last week. I mean, I can't remember what it was, but I mean, I can go through it again. Hold on. Let me find it again, and then Brake will give what he.
Yeah,
what he wasn't last here week. Last week.
He wasn't here last week.
And that's pretty much all I've been playing now. So I need to play more Friday the 13th. I really just I really didn't play it that much this week.
Let's see.
Playing Redfall.
That's good. Redfall is, I mean, seems okay, man.
What I heard, it's just.
He wanted me. He actually did.
Video game of video among video games because you just shoot things and there's not much beyond that. But like for some people, that might be enough.
Yeah. Just shooting and looting. That's
I mean, that's pretty good, man. I mean, that's Borderlands in a nutshell, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, there's a mixture of, like Borderlands and Fallout. Like, and
I was listening to Connor and Zimmerman and Stephanie Sterling talk about their experience playing the game, and like how when you get to the vampires, like, you don't even need to use the special weapons to kill the vampires because you could just use the normal ones.
you technically stake them.
You have to stake them, but like the thing is, the weapons that shoot the stakes and stuff like that, like basically aren't even necessary at that point.
But they do a lot more damage than like the regular weapons, and like I've had some vampires, like, they don't go down very easy with regular weapons. Like,
well, by the time they go down easy.
Maybe
they haven't gotten far enough where, like, maybe the regular guns just won't cut anymore for dealing damage to get to them, hit them at the stake stage.
I wouldn't say wouldn't cut it. It's you get three guns at any time, and there are some battles I'm running out of ammo by the end of it on all of guns. So you're, like, mixing it up what you have. But like the stake shooter and the ultraviolet light and the flare gun all do a lot of damage to vampires. I like the stake gun personally.
And apparently there's only like one strategy for dealing with vampires. Just be really aggressive, because if you try to evade them, they're harder to deal with for some reason.
I don't think they're that hard to deal with, but...
Oh, well, that's the problem that they were having. Maybe they couldn't figure it out. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can't figure it out.
Maybe they're playing it on hard. I'm not playing on hard.
He said hard. Beavis and Butthead's been pretty funny.
Maybe the skills are different when you're playing it with a group. Because I'm playing it by myself, so maybe like the AI is ramped up a bit. You know, when you normally do, like for a lot of these multiplayer games, do when you're just playing by yourself, the loot isn't as good and the enemies are usually weaker. That's what I'm saying.
Here was Freak Five's. We did it last week, Freak Five. But I mean, it's worth revisiting because it's actually a fun question. He says, "How much would you pay for a list of everyone who has ever sexually fantasized about you or masturbated to you, and why?" Do you remember?
I want to know.
I got no prices on this one. Is it by name? Are you being charged by the name? Because that's gonna get really pricey, really quick.
Right. I mean, I don't know if I'd pay for that information.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can afford that.
Yeah.
You know, could it be just like $19.99 paperback price or like $29.99?
Like no, it's back? Like a monthly subscription, and you only get like 100 names a week or some shit. Break, you know? That's what it's like, man. No, we did do it last week, Freak Five. Sorry, man, I misinterpreted your question there. He wanted me to keep it for this week, but LOL.
Scotoma says even ugly people. Well, ugly people allow to fantasize about me, Scotoma. They just got to pay me for it.
Right. Even the ugly ones. I've been playing Final Fantasy 14. How dare you, man?
Final Fantasy 4.
Oh, Final Fantasy 4. I'm dyslexic, man. Okay, yeah, Final Fantasy IV. That's a great game. Not as good as 6, but we'll probably argue until Kingdom Come about that.
There are people who love the story of 4 and 4.
I really like 4. 4 is a great game. 4, 5, and 6 are...
6 was like the upgrade.
Yeah. To me. 6 was the upgrade in every which way. Except maybe story. Story was better than 4, probably. Although 6's story is pretty damn good.
Story was kind of like... It was same kind of story we've seen before in 4. 4 was like the traditional story. Whereas 6, the bad guy wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's a rarity in video games. You don't see the bad guy winning and then the good guys having to regroup and come back.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, we fucked up. We gotta go do this again.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Eric, what you been playing, man?
Last week I told you I finished Octopath Traveler 2, but I still had to beat the Supercross. I got the Supercross beat. So I got the platinum for that game.
Nice.
And then I played Altaria Ryza and a mix of that and a little bit of Octopath Traveler, the original for the Xbox.
Huh.
And I almost got done with Ryza, and then Tears of the Kingdom came out, and I played that all day.
Yeah, Tears is good, isn't it?
I tried going to Walmart in the next town over at 6 in the morning, and they apparently did not have it, but they were, probably didn't know what they were talking about. They probably had it. They just didn't
want to go. Just didn't put it out on the floor.
Yeah. And they didn't want to go get it for me.
Bucks and shit, yeah.
Yeah, I hate when they do that shit, man. Especially Walmart's
so,
the...
So instead, I went back home and cleaned up, and then drove all the way to the next town over, which is in Mentor. Yeah. And then I went to Target. They didn't have any copies, so Jesus. I went to the Walmart there, which isn't even a super center. They had some.
Wow, well, that's cool.
Because apparently, like a guy knew what was up, and it's the first thing he did. He put them on the floor.
Yeah, I don't like Walmart is an interesting case for me, man. Like I don't understand why when Walmart doesn't get like it, why they don't put shit out on the floor right away. Like, what is Nintendo going to tell them?
I feel like they've bent themselves over backwards for something like Pokemon in the past, but now they just don't even bother anymore. But, yeah. Like, it irritates me because, like, this is the same Walmart that had Forspoken out on the shelf that you couldn't buy until Friday of that week because that's when it was launch day. Yeah. Was.
I'm just saying, but, man.
Like, a game like Forspoken over anything else that they bothered.
Right. You know, I'm pretty sure they got it at least two, three days in advance. Like, if I'm Walmart, I'm just putting that shit out on the fucking floor. I mean, what's Nintendo going to do? We're no longer going to let you sell Nintendo products. Walmart be like, fine, bye. I mean, we're not going to miss it. See you later. You know, bye, Nintendo. I mean, I Walmart should flex its muscles more when it comes to that shit. Need for Speed.
Also, there's supposedly midnight launches for the games at GameStop's, but GameStop where I went to.
GameStop is still around? Can't fucking believe it, man. Need for Speed Unbound is pretty fun, Scotomo says. Need for Speed has always been fun. What was that other one that was kind of along the same lines, that other racing game? Fuck, we used to crash all your cars back in the day.
Talking about Burnout?
Burnout! That's the one, Burnout. I was always a Burnout guy, dude, just to play the crash mode.
Yeah.
So fun.
I love Burnout Paradise. The only thing wrong with that was the soundtrack. It had a terrible soundtrack.
Yeah. Alright, let's see. Okay, I played Curse of the Moon, played a little bit of Pillars of Eternity, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch a story synopsis and go on to maybe they fix some of the issues in 2 and I can get it a little bit better, but, I started Curse of the Moon, and I beat the first boss, and then I got to the second and just got wiped out, so, you know, I've been doing pretty good though, learning the patterns and, It won't take me too long. I think what happened...
If you want a more user-friendly Curse of the Moon experience, you can always play that Galgrimoire game.
Yeah, probably. It seems okay. I mean, the difficulty doesn't seem too bad for me, Eric. I just... Like I said, I got wiped out like 3 times on the second boss, and I'm like, ugh. I think I zigged instead of zagged. Like, there's a point where you can go right instead of down into the ship. And I went into the ship and I just got wiped out. So I think I went the wrong way. That's all. I mean, it's no big deal. It's just an old school Castlevania game is all, you know, so I'll get it eventually. All right. Let's move on here.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Blake, do you have any reviews this week?
Let me see. I guess I could review the Titans, but I don't really have anything to add to it from what I've said previously about it. It's just now it's over with because, you know, that whatever his name is, Jackass, comes in the HBO Max and just cancels pretty much everything.
Yeah, I was in the middle of watching Penton Omniverse. Nope, that's gone. As well as the other two Ben 10 series that came out after the classic series. Now there's just the classic series and the reboot.
So Ultimate Alien and I forget what the other one was.
Alien Force and Ultimate Alien Force.
Ultimate Alien Force, that's it. Okay, so
Sure, the Force isn't a part of it, but I think it's supposed to be. I think, but when they named it, they kind of fucked up and they left the Force out of the title for some reason.
They left the Force out? Well, that's a problem.
Because apparently it's called UAF among the fandom.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's based on previous series.
My youngest son is playing Kill All Humans too. It's funny. Has the voice actor from Invader Zim. Yeah, it's a great couple of games.
I like the first one. I never played the second one.
I'm waiting until the second one goes on sale to pick that up.
Yeah, I don't have the updated versions. I just played the old school ones, not the remasters or whatever, you know. But fun games for sure. Mm-hmm. So yeah, any other reviews, Break, or?
Oh, so anyway, back to the Titans. I mean, it's an adult version of the Teen Titans, essentially. It's a fun show, and the good news about it being canceled was they got a heads up, you know. So there was kind of a mid break in the season when they got the announcement, so they were able to give it an ending, which is good. And it didn't feel forced as an ending, like a lot of times when writers are rushed, you can tell it's like, well, shit, we don't know what to do here. Let's just do this and this. And then the viewers go home and they're like, what? I don't understand what they're trying to do here. And the directors and actors get blamed, but it wasn't their fault. Their show got cut short. It's a pretty good show. If you like superheroes and stuff like that, and this is more of a realistic take on heroes for the most part, but you know, this is the Teen Titans, so you've got a girl with black magic power and another's an alien. And of course Beast Boy, who can, you know, change into animals, of course.
Yeah.
I give it about 7, I think.
Alright, that's fair. It's worth it. I mean, well above average, so yeah. You know, you could be doing way worse, right?
Some seasons are better than others. I really like the Scarecrow season. I think was probably the best one.
Yeah. Anytime the Scarecrow is in almost any of series or movies, he kind of steals the show, man. Very underrated. I never understood why they didn't do a whole Scarecrow spinoff from the Dark Knight movies, because Cillian Murphy makes a great Scarecrow, man. You know?
He's just good. He's a good actor.
You guys ever see Cool Hand Luke? Old movie? Of course I've seen Cool Hand Luke Scotoma. I mean, you're talking to a dude that's like 152 years old, you know, so.
Are you in exile yourself?
No, I'm not exiled. Yeah, I should. I'm exiled myself, yeah.
No, he's lying. He's definitely older than that.
How dare you, Eric? I was trying to, like, you know, give myself a little bit of credit there, man. So, all right, Eric, your review.
My review of the first season for Andor. It's a really, really good Star Wars show that is all about showing us just exactly how despicable the Empire is and why fascism is bad and what it does to people.
That show never looked great to me, Eric, but then you said it was really good, and I'm like, well, maybe I should check it out now. So I'll be checking that out, too, real soon.
It's definitely more dialogue-driven and not as action-driven, but there are two action scenes, and the midpoint and the end points.
Hmm. Scotima's exiled. He said he paid a nickel to watch the movie when it came out. How dare you, Scotima?
And there's a segment toward near the end of the season where he's stuck in a prison and it's got a really strong THX vibe.
Huh. Okay. Well, cool.
Enough that either of you saw THX.
That's a nod to George Lucas, Eric. Most definitely I've seen THX. That's a George Lucas movie. So what are you giving Andor season one, Eric?
I'm gonna give it a 9.
Ooh.
I'm really, really worried that the writer's strike's gonna fuck up season 2.
I don't think it'll fuck it up. It's just gonna delay it.
Because they're gonna continue despite the strike.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Those shows that are continuing instead of stopping. Because there are some shows that are like, well, we're almost done. We're just gonna push on through.
Yeah, if you already have an outline, I don't see too much of a problem.
If the script's already written, then I guess it's okay. But yeah. Like, they just need to get the recording done.
Yeah, I don't see much problem. I think it'll be fine. It's not a big deal. Let's see. Freak 5 says, today I just left work at 5. LOL. They expect only the inventory night shift to work overtime, helping other departments. So I'm waiting to see if they say anything on Monday. And if they say, you can just be like, I'm not required to do overtime unless you tell me, and you guys didn't tell me, so there you go. How dare you, Breakman? You're a son of a bitch. All right. Any others that you guys want to talk about? Anything else that you saw this week that you want to talk about? I don't have any. I think I saw something, but I didn't. It wasn't noteworthy to do any reviews. I can't wait till this movie Malum comes out. I think that's coming out next week, and I'll probably be doing a review of that. It's a remake of a movie called Last Shift. So
I would have watched the Knights of Zodiac film if I didn't have to go all the way to PA to watch it. So I'm just going to hopefully wait for it to show up on Crunchyroll, because that's probably where it's going to end up. Either there or Netflix, because Toei has the rights to the series, and almost all the other stuff was on Netflix for Knights of the Zodiac, or Crunchyroll, which is where most of it's at now.
Yeah.
Is this a new movie based on the last anime?
No, this is a live-action film.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Scotima's exiled again. Son of a bitch. Barter.
And apparently it's kind of dookie, but I think at this point we kind of expect that, so maybe it'll still be interesting.
Well, there's a low bar that none have come close to yet, so as long as it's better than Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Evolution is like the low bar. Dragon Ball Evolution. That's probably one of the worst movies ever made, right? I mean, holy fuck.
I think if they want to make Saint Seiya successful, they need to drop the Knights of the Zodiac branding, and they actually need to stand behind their product and market the fuck out of it, not keep it in several theaters and release it around the same time that several other films are coming out.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to...
Because, like, next week is Fast 10, and last week was Guardians.
Yeah, Fast 10's going to kick Guardians out of the top spot, I'm afraid. Kind of sucks, but whatever.
Well, I do watch the preview for the Meg, too. That looks ridiculous. I want to watch that.
I know, but have you seen the preview for Black Demon, Eric?
I don't even know what that is.
It's another Megalodon movie, and it looks actually really good. It's a rated R Megalodon movie. It's not that PG-13 Meg nonsense. You know, is Statham in the second one?
Yeah.
Oh God.
and it's basically they should have pitched this for the trailer, done like an old 90s ass cheesy trailer with like Hollywood guy's voice, and it should be like
world.
They killed the Megs. And the Meg's brother's angry. He's brought friends. He's brought basically all these giant squids and shit.
So it's almost as ridiculous as have you ever guys ever seen Jaws 4? You know the premise of that movie.
I didn't watch any Jaws movie after 3.
Okay. Well, 3 was good, I thought. I thought 3 was okay. It was a 3D movie. But Jaws 4 is the worst of the worst. It's talk about bad movies. It's in the pantheon of shitty movies, and especially shitty sequels. But the premise of Jaws... They call it Jaws the Revenge, right? So the shark follows them from Amityville, right, up in the East Coast, you know, up like New York, you know, all the way to the Caribbean.
It can survive in multiple
right there. Like it's dedicated.
Yeah,
like
it's dedicated, man.
It apparently can survive at any temperature because that would have normally killed a shark.
Right. It's crazy, man. I mean, the premise of that movie is just off the charts bad, and the acting's super bad. I can't believe Michael Caine is in that movie, man. I mean, that was a paycheck, I guess. But all right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, your stinko of the week.
There was a link I wanted to give you because I wanted you to play the audio. Okay.
All right.
Let me see if I can find that link.
You want me to move on to Eric or myself? Yeah, okay. Eric, I didn't see any stinkos. Did you have any or?
Fucking HBO Max couldn't really put in 10 episodes I was in the middle of watching.
That sucks, dude. Alright, my stinko is the Douglas...
Does anybody know a place where I could like surf the seas of the internet to find the episodes I need to watch?
I don't know, man. They're not on Crunchy, huh?
Why would Cartoon Network shows be on Crunchy?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, there's no other place. You can't like search it online and maybe
periodically. Well, do you want to go to Amazon Prime and pay like $2 an episode? Not me.
You can't pay like $10 for a whole season or something?
Yeah, and you can go to Hulu, but you have to pay for live TV, which is ridiculously expensive too.
Yeah, fuck that, man. Just hold off. It should come back around. Sometimes, you know, when they
take it. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe part of the reason why these shows are being pulled is because there's some weird stipulation in our contract that says that they can't put a show on the network unless the network's called HBO Max. And since they're changing it to Max, they probably have to draw up a new contract.
Well, most likely.
So maybe it'll come back.
They had to do that with everything, Eric. Like that, it's not just a small deal, you know? All right, here... Oh, shit. Hold on, I lost it. I'll get it.
So they probably have to slowly purge shows and then put it back on.
All right. Hold on, Eric. Let's see. All right, listen. Where am I listening at? Where can I listen? Hold on. Where's the... Come on, now.
There was an ad that plays first. I was stuck behind an ad.
Oh, hold on. Let's... okay, let's listen to this and then we'll talk about it. We'll let Break vent a little bit here because I know where you're coming from, Break. So here we go. Hold on. Here it is.
Huggins, you're on the air.
Did you hear that? Did you guys hear that? Okay.
You're sitting here with Steve Mueller and the Segman.
What would make you think I wanted to talk to you?
Hey, Coach. Now, we're telling Huggins stories, but we had a cut at which you kind of took a little shot at me as not being a trustworthy person. Would you want to revise and extend those remarks?
Fast forward.
Absolutely not.
Wait, fast forward it?
Just right. A little bit. Well,
let me just play it. It's only like another minute and a half. Let's just...
Okay. Hey, Hubs, I told him they thought it was misunderstood. Taken out of context. It was out of context.
I don't know. It must have been my thoughts at the time.
Now, Steve also tells me that you have the best portal transfers. Have you poached any Xavier guys to come to play for West Virginia?
Catholics don't do that.
No, we're above the fracas, aren't we? No problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tell you what, any school that can throw rubber penises on the floor and then say they didn't do it, by God, they can get away with anything.
Rubber penis. Was this
it's a crosstown shootout, wasn't it?
It was transgender night, wasn't it?
What? Was
that it?
It was a crosstown shootout. Yeah, no, what it was all those fags, those Catholic fags, I think.
All right, should we play any more?
Yeah, keep playing.
All right.
All right.
They, they were envious they didn't have one.
Steve, your comments about Bob Huggins, is he the best?
He's the best.
The best ever. Is he the best assistant coach you ever had?
Yeah, you can end it now.
All right. I mean, this guy's laughing at that rhetoric.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is... Bob Huggins is being punished for what he did, and he's getting a salary cut and a suspension and everything else, and he, basically he's on notice anything else like this, and he's going to lose his job, which is good, and he should be punished for it. I question the diversity training. Like, it's probably just watching an internet video or some shit.
You think, okay, I know a little bit about this story, Breakman. You think $1 million, I think that's kind of fair, right? I mean, you lose $1 million, that's a strong message.
Yeah, right? It's a very strong message. And so he's being punished, and, you know, he knows he was wrong, but you noticed what happened after he said that?
Well, I noticed that the guys were still laughing, the host were. I mean,
they said how he was the best right afterwards. Do you think any of them have been punished for this?
Well, they're a radio station in West Virginia, right?
No, they're not. They're in Cincinnati.
Oh, in Cincinnati, because Huggins used to be a Cincinnati coach, right?
Yes. Huggins used to be the Bearcats coach.
I don't think they were punished.
Bill Cunningham is from the city. He's 700, it's broadcast in this city, like 10 minutes away from my house.
Are there anybody complaining about this break, like locally? Because that's the only way.
Like, all I've seen is people complaining about the Huggins. Like, this is horrible, he said that. But their reaction was like, oh my God, they encouraged it. They thought it was hilarious.
Okay. Let me talk about something similar, Breakman. Do you remember when Trump said his rant about women? You know, when you're in Hollywood, they let you do it, blah, blah, blah. That whole locker room talk bullshit that he was saying. Mm-hmm. I was actually more upset with... the Access Hollywood interviewer than I was with Trump at the time. Do you guys remember that? Because the way he was laughing and like going, he's like cackling in the background. I think that to me was more cringy than, I mean, you expect that shit from Trump, right? But the encouragement.
By sitting there egging him on.
Yeah, egging him on and just laughing about it. And, you know, I mean, he did end up apologizing for it. But, I mean, it was so tacky. And that's kind of the same vibe I'm getting here, Brake. So you feel the same way about this then, right, yeah. Brake? Yeah.
There should be some punishment. And the last I checked there, he was still in there today and they weren't even talking about it, you know, just back to work.
Well, why would they talk about it, man? I mean, shit. I mean, you know, I mean, I think they probably knew they fucked up, but damn, man, that's, you know, I mean, at least apologize and say, you know, my behavior sucked and... You know, I'm going to learn from it and move on.
Yeah, I don't know if there's an apology. I didn't listen to, like, whole radio. I didn't listen to...
Maybe there's an investigation going on that we don't know about, Brake, and it just takes a little time to sort those things out.
See, he's, like, the voice of that network, though. He's, like, the Tucker Carlson of their network, so...
Is it, like, a kind of a conservative sports show?
It didn't used to be. It used to be more... Well, I mean, it was always kind of right-leaning, but it was more moderate before Trump did.
Is it a sports show?
No, it's conservative.
Is it a sports show, or is what...
Well, no, they have... 700 has the Bengals, and they have the Reds, and they have other...
Ah, okay.
They play the audio for those sports teams.
It's like 850 KOA here is for the Broncos and... Rockies.
They do the sports thing, and then they have that. This is like the regular programming. This is the daily type shows.
Yeah. Well, that really sucks, man. Yeah, for sure. Any other stinkos got?
So he's not going to be punished for, you know, being a
enabler.
Homophobia is just awesome. This guy's the best. My other one goes to I've complained about it many times at this point. The Ohio Taliban, the Nazi Party, Republicans. They passed their little law that they want to make it 60% of the vote to get anything passed. You know,
I think that's ridiculous. That you know why that's bad, Brake? I mean, it hurts Republicans and Democrats. Like the Republicans think they're doing such a great thing by doing all these laws, but what happens when the other party
Well, see, that's part of the thing with Ohio is they're rigging the system to make it harder for anybody else to get in there. Like, we have one Democratic senator now, but most of the state house and the courts and everything, Republicans. They're controlling everything, and they're illegally gerrymandering the state, and nobody's doing anything. Whatever.
I agree with Scott when he says we need term limits, and Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch. Let's see. Alright, anything else, Blake?
No, I'm sure there's other things to complain about. Just to hear my old coach saying shit like that, and then hear guys that are just like I said, like 10, 15 minutes away from me just laughing it up like that just kind of made me sick.
Yeah. Huggins was a great coach, man. I remember him coach. I mean, I don't know why, but I always had an affinity for Cincinnati sports, even though I live in Denver, Breakman, which is kind of a weird thing that, you know, you're a co-host. I mean, that wasn't the reason that you became a co-host here, but I just remember watching Bob Huggins back in the day taking these Cincinnati teams all the way to the fucking, you know, Final Four or Final Eight teams. Elite Eight or whatever they call it, and just doing a great job with his basketball teams. I just stick to basketball, dude. That's what you're best at, you know.
Yeah. Well, they 1 year we got a new principal, not principal, dean in there. Basically, they brought her in to clean house and stuff, and she got rid of Huggins. Was one of the first things she did.
Probably unpopular.
She was gone the next year. Now that was definitely not a popular move. But the thing was, like, Huggins was doing like. He'd been caught drunk driving a couple times.
I remember.
He'd been, like, forcing his weight around the city, you know what I mean? Kind of, like, intimidating and, and like, I'm the big guy and getting, you know, getting his way with shit.
He kind of sounds like an asshole, man.
Yeah, like, he wasn't, like, but he's a great coach, but apparently not a good guy. And just, and that was the reason, like, she got rid of him. But, you know, like I said, not a popular decision because he was a good coach.
Yeah.
So. And, you know, people don't care about morals. They care about winning the game.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the opposite. I always care about morals before.
I mean, look, they're trying to bring what's his name back? Oh, shit. Patino.
Oh, yeah. He's over at St. John's now, man.
Yeah.
I mean.
They're trying to, like, revitalize his career or something.
I don't know why. He's like,
a great coach, but yeah, he's a great coach because he's bribing the team, the best players, with sex. Like, hey, I got some hooker for you. And money and shit like that. Well, yeah, you can win every game if you've got the best players.
Well, yeah. I mean, it really does come down to talent. Yeah.
But I don't want to, like, diminish, like, Patino's coaching abilities because he is a very good coach. Just, he's underhanded and dirty, and he should be banned from the game.
I agree. I totally agree. Mine goes to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, guys, here in just south of Denver. Yesterday, I have a whole video on my other channel where basically what I'm trying to do in a lot of these police places, like sheriff's office and police stations, I'm trying to get illegal signs taken down for one. But another one of the things that I'm trying to do, and it's a slow, sloggy process for whatever reason, is to have a way for people to complain or give accommodations to police officers, right? So the process now, normally, is you go into a police station, right, or a sheriff's office, and you get to talk to an officer and put your complaint in there, because we all know that police officers are stewards of the public and will definitely put that complaint in, even if it's about the person that's taking the complaint. We know for 100% sure that not only is that complaint going to be put in the proper way, and it's going to be, you know, perfect, and it's going to be immediately taken to internal affairs, and there's immediately going to be an investigation, and that officer is going to, based on the complaint, if it's egregious enough, they're going to be reprimanded, right? We all know that's the way things go.
Great system we have. I love this.
Yeah, this is great, right? That's the way things should work. Well, yeah, no, that's not what happens. So usually what happens, and I've been at this quite a long time now, is you put in a complaint online or through a phone or through an officer, which, by the way, why should I have to go through an officer to put in a complaint? that right in itself is an intimidation tactic that officers have to prevent you from putting in a complaint, right? Well, I'm not one to back down. I never have been. And that's the way it is. Scotoma, you're right. They need a touchscreen machine that will print out any document. Ellie actually suggested that. And that would be perfect. It would save the city money. It would get straight to the point, and then you could put down a form, which is readily available online. And here's the rub, right? Some people give me a lot of shit, and they either email me or they'll text me. Why the fuck do you go through all this pomp and circumstance? Everybody knows that you have a smartphone, you have a computer. Why don't you just put in these requests, these records requests online, or these complaints online? Why don't you just do it the proper way? To which I always respond, what is the problem?
Oh,
well,
sorry.
No, I really should say that, but I'm actually a little more eloquent, Breakman. This is my response to each and every one of those people. How would you suggest that a homeless person put in those requests? I'll wait. Let me know. And then they say, well, they can talk to an officer. You know how well that would go? A homeless person walking in to, first of all, getting into the place is a problem in most places in Denver. I've proven that time and time again on the other channel. Second of all, if you do happen to have an open lobby, which for some reason they don't like cameras, even though they've got four or five in the air, right, above you, they just don't like you having proof of what's going on, right? They like having the proof because they can edit and they can, you know, manipulate video and do all kinds of crazy shit with it. But they don't like the fact that you got video, right? So let's say you go in without a camera and you're a homeless person. How do you think that's going to go, Breakman? When a homeless person goes up and to the desk and asks to file a complaint about a police officer, what do you think's going to happen to that person?
No, you're actually asking. Usually, yeah. You just keep talking. I wasn't expecting that.
How dare you break me, son of a bitch?
They would probably laugh. They would act like they're going to take their report and, you know, humor them and then kick them out.
Maybe.
Then throw the report in the circular file.
That's the best case scenario for them, break man. You know what the worst case scenario is? Get the fuck out of here. You're loitering, you know, and then kick them out, and then, you know, maybe up to and include arrest or beat the shit out of that person. So one of my missions, I have plenty of missions, but one of my missions is to get in everywhere in the Denver metro area. That includes Denver, Lakewood, Aurora, and I've made change in Aurora, where now they have forms in the lobby that you can just pick up, and you don't even have to talk to an officer, which is the way that it should be. You should be able to fill out a form, hand it into records, get a copy of that, so that way they don't mysteriously lose it, and you have a paper trail. That's how it should go for any citizen. There's a lot of elderly people that don't know the first thing about computers. My parents wouldn't even be able to put in a complaint that way. So I can just imagine an elderly person going into a police station to complain and then being intimidated by an officer and saying, fuck it, I'm not even going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what if they're blind or something, too?
What if they're blind? What if, you know, what if they just have a disability? What if they're autistic and they can't really articulate what they need to the officer, but they can write it down on a valid form? I mean, these are all very valid reasons, right? I mean, there's a myriad of other reasons that it needs to be readily available. So check this out. I go to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, and I politely go up to the reception, and I ask for a complaint form. You know what their response was? Oh, we don't do that here. We don't do that here. You have to go to the.
Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but to her credit, she was a really nice receptionist. One of the few people there that were nice. So I was taken aback. I was like, you don't do that here? Well, where the hell are you supposed to do it? And so she's like, well, you can go down to Castle Rock, which was, we had already driven about 40 minutes south, and it's another 30 minutes south to go to the Castle Rock office. So I'm like, you mean to tell me that nobody can put in a complaint at the, well, this is just a hub for the other, and I was like, I was taken aback. I was like, well, but you guys have record request form. Why are there no commendation forms? Or I want to put in both a complaint and a commendation here. Well, you can write it down. I'm like, I mean, thank you for telling me what I'm capable of doing. I'm capable of writing hieroglyphics on in a pyramid, but you don't see me doing that, you know? I mean, Jesus. Skonma says she was like, aw, you sweet, confused peasant. You seem to be confused on how we do things. That's exactly how I felt. Although she was very nice, Skonma. The first lady was super nice. I give her credit. She really did. And then I asked, I said, well, can I speak with the captain or whoever's in charge here? She was like, well, that would be the captain, and he's on vacation. I'm like, they're always on vacation or always in meetings. I was like, okay, can I talk to somebody beneath him? Maybe a lieutenant, a sergeant, somebody? Well, there's no sergeants here. There's a lieutenant, but I don't think he's here, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, could you find out?
Almost as if they don't do their jobs.
Right. I mean, it was so maddening. So after about 15 minutes with this woman, nothing, right? Matter of fact, she just disappeared. And the lights went off in her office. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
So, walked out the back like,
ah. Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So we another woman comes up to us, and she's like, you guys had a question? And I'm like, and then so I had to re-explain everything, which took another 10 minutes, right? And this lady was a little bit different. I was with my friend KDOT. And KDOT was trying to tell her something, and she was being rude, and she was interrupting him. And she's like, oh, that, or KDOT was like, oh, that's really rude. Please let me finish. And so he continued, right? Didn't think much of it. You could see that her demeanor just completely changed after that. And she was just like, and then she looked over at me, and I'm like, well, can I talk to a lieutenant? Can you at least get us a lieutenant? Because obviously you don't know what you're doing. I need a lieutenant or a sergeant or some type of officer to talk, right? So we can get things ironed out here, because this is egregious. You have records request here, but you don't have accommodation forms or complaint forms, and that's ridiculous. The citizens of Highlands Ranch here don't have a way of complaining about your officers or giving them accommodations, and that's a huge issue. So she goes, well, let me see what I can do, right? And she storms off in a huff, and boy, this lady was a work of art, man. Let me just tell you. So anyways, I'm probably on many lists, Brakeman. Trust me.
You're so gonna do a sting operation on Frank.
Yeah. Well, trust me. I mean, everybody knows who I am, for better or worse. Trust me. The older, how dare you? Oh, the older bald guy was a prick too. I'll get to him, Skodema. So check this out. This lady, right? I could see her just milling about in the back and stuff, and finally she just goes back to her office. And I'm like, is anybody going to come talk? And this is after about an hour and a half, guys. We sat there, very patiently sat there, right? So finally she comes out to grab someone else, and my friend, KDOT, he's like, hey, is somebody going to come and talk to us? Are we getting a lieutenant? And she's like, I'm with someone else. And she grabs the guy and she takes him into her office. And that was it. And I'm like, how fucking rude is that, Rudy Poo? You know, so I was like, at that point, I started to get a little agitated. And I usually, you know, I'm usually not agitated. I'm usually very, very calm. You know, I you know, you sometimes catch more flies with honey than you do vinegar, right? So You can't always be in attack mode all the time. So I'm sitting there very patiently. Me and my friend are talking about scary movies and all this shit. So finally, how dare you, Brakeman? That's an old saying. I know, I'm a 70-year-old woman. How dare you, man? It is an old saying, man. That really dates me, doesn't it, Brakeman? Rudy Poo. So, so that lady put a sour taste in our mouth. And then, so there's this old guy that was working at, they call it the concealed weapon carry desk or whatever, you know. How dare you, Freak Five, you son of a bitch. He said, Frank put hieroglyphics on the pyramids thousands of years ago. That's why the receptionist doesn't see Frank doing it. How dare you, man. That's cursing for me. You guys are all exiled, you sons of bitches. You guys in chat, man. All it takes is one or two of you guys to get into chat, man. And you, Breakman, are egging it all on, man. You son of a bitch. So the old guy... we go up, and my friend K-Dot goes up to him. Hey, we've been waiting an awful long time to see an officer, apparently a lieutenant. Can you find out, you know, what the hell's going on, you know? And he's like, after I'm done. He was so rude, man. And I got it all on video. Skodema can attest to it because he saw the video. This guy was an asshole. And after about 5 minutes of him giving it to KDOT, I finally couldn't take anymore. I was like, you know what? I'm going to find your fucking salary, and I'm going to let everybody know how much you make to sit there and do fucking nothing. Because you're worthless. You don't do anything. You're a public servant, and you don't do a fucking thing. So, yeah, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office is on my shit list, and trust me, I'm going to get things done over there. Old guy is relative. He is practically a baby compared to Frank. How dare you, Free Five? You son of a bitch. You're exiled. Man, this is like the most exiled show we've had in a while, man. What's wrong with you guys? And keep laughing, Break, man. You'll get an exile too, you son of a bitch. So that's my stinko of the week. Fucking Douglas County Sheriff's Office in Highlands Ranch. Fuck you guys. I'll be back there. Trust me, I'm going to be back there. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts, guys.
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
I break your sweet of the week.
Obviously, you can hear my voice. I mean, just being able to talk again is the greatest sweet ever.
Yeah, that's really good, dude.
I miss my voice so badly.
We sure didn't. I mean, we sure did, break, man.
I don't care. you know, maybe you didn't miss my voice, but I know you missed this.
Oh, God. Look at that. He's starting to harmonize a little bit on that harmonica, man. I can't believe it. Breakman. I mean, did you have lots of time to practice, man?
Mrs. Breakman, nobody misses that.
Mrs. Breakman knows exactly nobody's missing that. Except for maybe Freak Five, man. He's a harmy simp, man. Skodema says he could only relate and feel for him in his decrepit state. How dare you, Skodema? You son of a bitch. Skodema says you're sounding better, dude. I don't know if it's your voice or the harmonica playing. So there you go. All right, so any other sweetos break?
I mean, it's both. Both.
All right.
That's another sweeto.
Both. You could have done that without a voice, Freak Five said. Yeah, I guess you could have came on last week's show and just did a whole Harmy show break, you know. That would not have been cool, though. That would have gotten you, like, 15 exiles at least. You
know, I didn't even think of trying that. I should have.
Yeah. Let's see. Don't give him any ideas, Freak Five. Son of a bitch.
Eric, post it to that.
Eric, did you have any sweetos?
Mm-hmm. Tears of the King was great.
Okay.
There's
cool.
There's my sweeto.
All right. I have a couple. Bertie and I got our plants. Six plants. They're little tiny clones right now, but they'll become giant monstrous weed plants, my year's supply soon, about 3 months. Let's see, May, June, July, August, about 4 months, and we'll have full grown, ready to harvest beautifulness in our garden. So we got some good stuff. What do we get? We got white runts.
I gotta blame you for Devil's Lettuce because now I'm hearing it in a bunch of other places.
Yeah.
It's a weird phenomenon. It's like once you hear a word, you just see it more often.
Yeah.
Because you're paying it. Because it's enough of an earworm that you just pay attention when someone says it.
Yeah. I can't remember what the names of the others, but I got three or four different strains, right, Bernie? All looking good, healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two of them were the same.
Four.
What?
Like four.
Yeah. There's four different strains, right? So there'll be plenty of goodness to go around when the harvest comes in September. Let's see. Oh, my other sweeto. Brake, you can relate to this. Eric, you might want to tune this out, but the Denver Nuggets are in the Western Conference Finals. And you know what? I know the league is wishing that the Nuggets don't win. They're the only like mid-market team, but they're kicking ass, man. Every commentator, most every commentator except for Jalen Rose picked the Phoenix Suns to win the series. And I'm like, the Nuggets are going to win the fucking championship this year, man. And I never thought I'd live to say. So let me tell you my story about the Denver Nuggets. And this is how it's a sweeto. Back in the day, and I'm going to say when, I had a little tiny TV. It was a 13-inch black and white TV that had only a mono plug-in for a headphone, right? And I used to watch the Denver Nuggets at night, a little bit past my bedtime when I was a little tyke, so that I could watch the Nuggets. And they were always an exciting team, but they would always get their ass kicked by the fucking Lakers in the playoffs. If not for the Lakers, the Nuggets probably would have had at least two or three championships. But the Lakers spoiled everybody's plans back in the 80s. And you know, now and the Nuggets have been to the Western Conference Finals. This will be the fifth time, and all four previous times they lost in the Western Conference Finals. So they have never been to the actual NBA Finals, and this is probably going to be their best year to do it, and I'm all for it because nobody wants the Nuggets to win that championship, man. Nobody. The NBA, the people on ESPN, fans in general, everybody wants New York or Miami or Boston or Philadelphia or the Lakers or the Warriors, but my Nuggets, I have a feeling, are going to do it this year, and it would be like a lifelong dream of mine for the Nuggets, because that's, other than the Broncos, I mean, I'm a homer, I like all the home teams, but the Nuggets for me have given me the most heartbreak of any of the teams, man. So I think they're well past due for a championship, and this is the best year to do it, so I can't wait. So I'm hoping that they do it this year, and it's just, it would be it'd be like a lifelong dream come true if they won. So that's what I'm saying. My sweeto, Scotoma says, is that since taking over the phones and handling management, I was able to secure work for the guys till the boss get back from vacation. Scotoma, that's awesome, man. Maybe they can move you into that office, bro. You know, maybe an assistant or something, so you don't have to do a lot of the backbreaking work and still get paid pretty good money, you know? That would be cool. I love the Nuggets, man. I'm just hoping they're most likely going to play the Lakers, which would be a nice revenge thing, and in order to get into the finals. And then most likely they'll probably, I'm hoping for Miami because we can kick the shit out of Miami, but most likely it'll be Boston or Philadelphia, and I know we can beat Philly.
One of these teams that's always winning. Fucking please, beat
I know.
Them.
I know. I want Denver. Denver's never even been to the finals, man. Yeah. I mean, every other team. The Knicks have championships. The Heat have championships. The Sixers have a championship. And, of course, the Celtics have how many by now? I mean, can't even count how many championships fucking Celtics have. But, you know. Let's see. Guess another sweeto is the Reds aren't as bad as last year. They're doing slightly better than the Rockies, man. You know, so... You know,
yeah. I think they're only like 4 or 5 games out of first place or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're not doing too bad, man.
This time last year, they were almost out of it entirely because they'd already gone on a 14-game losing streak.
Yeah, same with the Rockies, man. They were about out of it about this time too. But at least we're only about 4 games behind the wild card, so yeah. That's something, you know. Yeah. Even though we're 16 and 20, I think. 16-22, something like that. I don't know.
I'd say baseball seems a lot more competitive this year, except for the Marlins.
Yeah, except for the Marlins and A's, man. The A's are the worst, man. They've only won 8 games this year, man. It's crazy.
The Rays, who lost like 2 games the entire season.
I know, the Rays are doing fantastic, man. They opened the season with like 14 straight wins or some shit. Skoma says it's a private owned company with a total of 4 guys. The office is my boss's apartment. LOL. Yeah, maybe you don't want that position, Skoma. And maybe when he gets bigger and moves into an actual office, maybe he can take over desk duty, dude.
I don't know about that. Like, he's got a fridge there and a bathroom. Like, sounds like a convenient office. I'm just saying.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't have to waste your own toilet paper or your electricity. You don't have to buy any groceries. Just go to a store.
Is there beer in the fridge? No, that would make it, you know, pretty good. You know, maybe some weed in the couch cushions or in the nightstand, man, you know? I mean, there you go. My coworker who bet me that the Vikings would win the Super Bowl is finally starting to pay off the bet.
Who would make that bet? How much was
that
for?
The Vikings? Wow. They're like...
a dollar, maybe? I could see somebody betting a dollar like at the beginning of the season. Like, yeah, I can see the Vikings in the Super Bowl.
That's like me betting that the Broncos will beat the Chiefs this year. They haven't beat them in like 15 straight tries, man.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The Bengals should be undefeated against them, but the league didn't want that. So
Yeah, exactly. The Bengals are looking tough, man. That's my dark horse pick to win it all next year, man. They should, man. Okay. They got everything. They got everything now. So no excuses except the coach. I'm kind of worried about the coach there, but whatever. Broncos all the way. At least we got a decent coach now. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to. The free for all, guys. Did I get everybody Sweeto? I think I did. So, here we go. It's a free for all. It's a free for all. Suck it. Okay. This is round 2 of the world's greatest fighting game tournament. Breakman, take it away.
Let's start with the motherfucking old school right away. Street Fighter 2 versus Killer Instinct. I think this is... I don't think this is that hard for me, even though I really enjoyed both of these. You know, the original Killer Instinct, but Street Fighter 2 was like the revolutionary game. And I know Killer Instinct didn't come out till years later, but still, like... Killer Instinct wasn't a revolution that Street Fighter was. So I'm Street Fighter. What about you, Frank?
Let me address Scotomus here. He says, I don't watch sports, but making fun of K-Dot's hat is funny. I always make fun of K-Dot's hat, Scotomus. All right.
Wait, what's his hat?
It's a Philadelphia Eagles hat. I'm so pissed that the Eagles didn't win, man. I mean, the Chiefs are in our division, so I'm like, you know, very anti-Chiefs. I always give K-Dot a hard time, man. I'm like, they're fucking losers, man. They should have beat the goddamn Chiefs, man. Okay, this is actually a little bit harder than you would normally think, because Killer Instinct did some things that no other fighting game did, man. Those combos and... You know, just the over-the-top nature of it was just unique, in my opinion. Plus the character creation. Not character creation, but the characters they created for Killer Instinct were all pretty awesome. But Street Fighter 2, like you said, Break, I can't argue, man. Street Fighter 2 is just... It innovated in so many ways. And in my mind, the greatest sequel of all time. Because Street Fighter 1 sucked, man. So... I think Street Fighter 1 went really far in the shittiest fighting game of all time.
Yeah, it's a very good game.
But Street Fighter 2 gets the vote for me, and I guess that leaves Eric. Is it a clean sweep, Eric?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes? Moves on. Next, right. We have Samurai Showdown 2 versus one that just surprisingly made it to the second round, Clay Fighters.
Yeah.
The original. So we have... The slow-paced swords and, sword fighting, and some have pets, versus, Elvis and a ghost, and there's a Viking. What else was there in Clay Fighters? I forget.
There was, you mentioned Elvis, right?
Snowman.
Snowman.
Mr. Frosty, that's right.
Yeah.
And then there's the Gumby looking motherfucker.
Yep.
Frank, you can start this out.
You know what? I do like Samurai Showdown 2, but just for shits and grins, I'm gonna put the screws to both of you guys, and I'm gonna pick Clay Fighters just because it's an oddball.
Oh yeah, and then there's the ball of clay too.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm picking Clay Fighters just because it was completely different, over the top, fun, funny.
Ichabod Clay was my favorite.
Ichabod Clay.
Yeah, that was the ghost with the pumpkin head. Eric, you're next.
I'm voting for Samurai Showdown 2.
Oh wow, this is hard. Because I really do enjoy Clay Fighters, but Samurai Showdown. Well, I guess the first Samurai Showdown was the one that really was the game changer, because before Samurai Showdown, every fighting game just wanted to be like Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't anything that was like more strategic than that. But it's so much fun. I gotta go Clay Fighters.
Wow, big upset here. Clay Fighters moves on. I just said Clay Fighters just on the off chance one of you guys would vote for it.
Hmm. Well, that chance won. I'm so happy.
He has to wear a Packers jersey to work 4 times. Today was the first time he got shot all day. Shot like with what? Have you guys played My Hero One's Justice 2? It's really fun, Skotoma says. I've never seen the anime, so I never really got into that, Skotoma, but I would be down to try it if you're saying it's good, you know.
Mm.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, I mean, there are games that are fun, even if you don't like the anime, like the Dragon Ball FighterZ is a fun game. The story plot's stupid, but the fighting itself is fun. Anyway, next we have Street Fighter III, Third Strike versus X-Men versus Street Fighter. Eric, you can start this one out.
I'm gonna vote for X-Men versus Street Fighter.
Oh, that's the correct answer. I am also voting for X-Men versus Street Fighter. You want to make this unanimous, Frank?
Yeah, why not?
You want to be a contrarian?
Is that what you're saying? No. I'll take X-Men.
Oh, okay.
So I can buy some goodwill for later when I screw you guys over, you know? I'm just saying.
There's never been a tournament more like acrimonious than these
I know. Games. These fighting ones have been pretty catty, haven't they? I love it. Love it.
Next, we have MK2 versus Darkstalkers 3. I'm for sure, like, the last fight we had was about Darkstalkers.
Yeah.
I am next. I'm going to go ahead and start this out. MK2 was badass. Come on. It was such an awesome game. Like, it's still fun today to play, even. Get it out. And I'm sure Darkstalkers 3 is fun, too, but you can't fatality anybody and Darkstalkers. Even though they've got one of the best cast of characters, I mean, they really have an awesome cast of characters in Darkstalkers. I gotta go MK2. Frank?
I'm gonna go the opposite, Breakman. I'm picking Darkstalkers 3, not because MK2 isn't a great game, because it is, and I love it. It's probably my second favorite fighting game of all time. But just for the reason that you said, Breakman, its characters are among the best of the best. And it's actually a pretty good fighting game. So I'm picking Darkstalkers 3, man, in a huge upset. I don't know what Eric's going to do, but I picked Darkstalkers 3.
Eric, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm going to have to go with... I'm going to go with Mortal Kombat 2.
Wow, I didn't think he was. I thought you were going to go more... Thought you were going to go Darkstalkers, but I'm cool with that choice. Next, we have the live.
I'm not. Now. I'm not cool with that choice. You both are wrong.
I am. Fuck Darkstalkers. Let's move on.
like Breakman, you're exiled, you son of a bitch.
Next, we have the leave it in the now. We have Blaze Blue, and I typed in Sentinel Wiction versus Marvel versus Capcom 2. Frank, you're starting this one.
God, these are both great games. I like Marvel vs. Capcom 2, but Blaze Blue is so underrated. Shit, man, this is a really hard choice. I'm going to do an El Paso on this one. No, I'll you know what? Just for shits and grins and to make Breakman cry, I'm going to pick Blaze Blue. Central sure. Fiction.
Blaze Blue.
You were mother.
Huge upset. Holy shit.
I did not like Marvel vs. Capcom 2 as much as I did the other two.
I did. I thought it was a great game. Wow. I did not expect that at all, but okay. Haha. Haha, Breakman.
Done.
I quit, Breakman said. That was your favorite to win the whole thing, wasn't it, Break?
One of them.
Do you want to tell us your other one, Breakman?
No, I don't, actually.
All right, let's continue on here,
I've
man.
I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to do that. next, we have Them's Fighting Herds versus Guilty Gear XRD.
XRD.
Such a bad name. I know. Guilty Gear series is still fun. Eric, you're up.
I'm voting for Guilty Gear Zerd based on the fact that I haven't even played Them's Fighting Herds at all.
Personally, like, Them's Fighting Herds does not look fun to me, even though it's a unique idea and stuff like that. But just the screenshots of it just didn't, in the video, didn't excite me. Whereas Guilty Gear is a fun fighting game. I'm going to go Guilty Gear.
Yeah, I think this is a unanimous choice here. I think Them's Fighting Herds is more of an idea, better an idea than execution. So
Guilty Gear. Exactly. I agree. Next, we have Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 versus Blaze Blue Chrono Phantasma, because they have to have these weird-ass fucking names. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. who's up? Who did the last one? I think I did. Frank, you're next.
Let's see. What are we doing here? Marvel vs. Capcom 3. If I remember, that's one of the weaker ones in the Marvel vs.
No.
This is just the opposite. Okay, this is the best one. I already voted for Blaze Blue. I'm gonna go with Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 because I do think. I like those games quite a bit, despite how I spited Breakman earlier. And I know that's going to come back to haunt me later on in this tournament. But I'm going to get some goodwill with Breakman here and say Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3.
Eric?
Same.
I really agree. It's Blaze Blue Chrono Phantasma is not moving on. next, we have Guilty Gear XX versus Capcom versus SNK2. This one's a hard one for me. But Eric's starting this one, not me, so think on it.
Capcom versus SNK2.
Oh, no, it's to me. This is actually really hard. I really enjoyed both of these games. As much as I like Guilty Gear, I played a lot more of the Capcom versus SNK too. I gotta go Capcom SNK.
I think you were both wrong. I would have picked Guilty Gear, but Capcom versus SNK 2 moves on.
I'm surprised by this one, but yes, that's awesome. Next we have the 4D versus 3D bracket, where we have the current King of King of Fighters. I don't know what things of that. Killer Instinct. What's that?
Killer Instinct. Yeah.
The newest Killer Instinct versus Ultra Street Fighter 4. And I think I'm starting this one out. Wow.
Ooh. Combo Breaker.
Yeah. These are both good. I like them both. Oh, no. This is hard. I guess I really like Street Fighter 4, and I do like King of Fighters. I'm going to go with Killer Instinct on this one. Simply for Street Fighter is still Street Fighter, even though it's in 3D, and it looks gorgeous, and it plays well, and stuff like that. It's still Street Fighter. And Killer Instinct, Killer Instinct. Yeah, it's the same as the other Killer Instincts, but just it was a well done game. Just that was fun. So Frank, yeah. My defensive Killer Instinct.
I'm gonna disagree with you on this one, Breakman, because Street Fighter IV, like, really brought that 3D Street Fighter sensation to the forefront there in an amazing way, with a great art set, right? Like the backgrounds, the
also the most unique characters.
Yeah.
I didn't argue that. My argument was it was still Street Fighter.
No. Yeah, but Street Fighter to the next level, man. That was a huge jump for the Street Fighter franchise. So I'm gonna go with Street Fighter on this one, and I do like Killer Instinct.
Yeah, both of these are good. Like I said, this one's hard. Eric, you're a tiebreaker.
I'm going for Ultra Street Fighter 4.
Ultra Street Fighter moves on. Ultra Street Fighter 4, Killer Instinct is dead. It was killed. Next we have Injustice, the original versus Tekken 7. I think I played Tekken 7. I'm pretty sure that's the last Tekken I played, actually. Doesn't matter, though, because it's Frank's turn. Injustice or Tekken 7?
I like Tekken 7, okay. The problem with the Tekken series, and it was a problem with this one, too, it seemed, like, repetitive, like the same thing over and over, where the other fighting franchises were moving forward, doing different great things.
I think 7 finally rectified that, though.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know. I really like the story in Injustice. I think that alone, and it was a decent fighting game, too. If I remember correctly, it had a lot of the same movesets as Mortal Kombat, because it's the same people, right? Like, kind of the same people that...
Yeah, it's the same developer.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so...
And the Injustice ones, I'm trying to think who they had in the DLC. I can't remember.
I can't remember either. Was it Alien?
Bunch of stupid characters.
Yeah, it wasn't anything great. But I do like Injustice slightly better than Tekken. So, yeah, they're both great games, though.
I'm voting for Tekken 7.
I knew you were going to do that and put this on my shoulders. Yeah, and just, like, I really love Injustice, the story, and the fighting in that game is probably the weaker of the modern generation of Neverwinter Studios games. But that's not saying, I mean, that's not saying a lot, because their games are fucking amazing. Well done fighting games, and well done story. Injustice is going to move on. Sorry, Tekken. There's no justice for you today. Next we have, wow, this is going to be different, Mortal Kombat 9 versus Mortal Kombat 11. 11's the current one, Mortal Kombat is the first in the reboot franchise, and I think Eric is going to start this one out.
I think if you took away all the crap that they did to MK11, it'd be probably a better game. But, you have to go through a lot of barriers to get to that game. So I'm voting for Mortal Kombat 9.
Skodema says, finally a wise decision.
I am going to disagree and go with Mortal Kombat 11. Just for the DLC alone, like, it had this fantastic story with Shang Tsung just living it up, being the evil, nasty guy he is. And it was just it was so much fun, the story. But the game... the fighting game itself, I think, is one of the best that I've played. Just a structurally sound fighting game. I love MK11. I have to go MK11 and make Frank be the tiebreaker.
I don't want to disappoint either Eric or Breakman here, because these are both great games. I think, Breakman, hear my logic out on this. I think I'm going to go with MK9. Just because I played MK9 a lot more. And if I remember correctly, like, the characters, the DLC characters for 9 were pretty fucking amazing. Just like MK11's were. Wasn't 9 the first appearance of, like, Alien and, like fucking... Like, RoboCop was, like, 11.
It was 10.
Oh, 10, that's right.
No, RoboCop's an 11.
Oh, RoboCop, yeah.
You have Terminator then.
Terminator's also an 11.
Scotland says, no worries, Frank. You will always be a disappointment.
Well, maybe he was in both of them.
You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
We're going to have to look up a list of what the DLC
is. Yeah, I remember 9s being pretty fucking good. So, I mean, they're all great. They're all amazing. And these two are no exception. But, I mean, I just seem to remember that 9 was just a really exceptional game. Even though I know 11 is really, really good, I just haven't had a lot of time with 11. I have to go with 9, Break. Sorry. I mean, sorry to disappoint, but it's MK9.
I'm trying to find a list of characters still, and I am... No, I don't want the old list. I want the DLC characters, you asshole.
I know they've had characters like Jason and Freddy and... The only problem I had with
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, dude.
Yeah, Leatherface. The only problem I had with Freddy is they used the remake Freddy instead of like the old school Freddy.
They use Jason X, Jason.
That's fine with me. I like Jason X, so no problem there. But.
Okay, here are the DLC characters for 9: Scarlet, Kinchi, Rain, and Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, see, I remember Freddy Krueger. Terminator was in the new one too. Yeah.
Yeah, Terminator and RoboCop were in 11, but I think Predator and Alien were in
10.
Well, actually, I think one of those was in Injustice.
Yeah, I think Alien was in Injustice.
Yeah, along with like the Turtles characters.
Yeah, here it is. I got the list for 10. Mortal Kombat 10. The DLC characters were Goro, Jason Voorhees, Tanya, the Predator, Tremor. I forget who Tremor is. Leatherface, the Alien, Bo Wrightsho, and Trivog.
Yeah, that's pretty strong, so actually.
And Predator were both in that one.
Yeah, 10 was strong, man. DLC was strong.
Yes, yes. So, moving on, MK9 moves on, even though you guys are wrong. wrong.
Can't use my line, man.
We have a novelty game that surprisingly made it past the first round versus a game that should not even be on this fucking list. Actually, neither one of these games should really be on this list at this point. I think Eric starts with some now. Fighting Vipers versus Mortal Kombat 4.
I'm voting for Fighting Vipers.
I gotta go with you on that one. I mean, you can fight as the Daytona car.
You can fight as a logo.
Yeah.
Or a banana.
What about you, Frank? Are you going on?
Yeah, I think it's unanimous. I mean, MK4 had a decent run beating Fight Night Champion, but...
MK4 didn't deserve to beat anything. That was such a bad game.
Yeah, it's really bad. But I think we did that for shock value more than anything.
Yeah. Anyway, Ringouts and 3D, baby. This is the last bracket. We're going to start out with Virtua Fighter 2, Frank's favorite, versus Soul Calibur 6.
These are two of my favorites, actually, so I probably should start this one.
I am not the biggest Virtua Fighter fan. I'm going to go with Soul Calibur 6 because I like the Soul Calibur franchise.
I'm going to go with Virtua Fighters because fuck you guys, and I know Eric's going to pick Soul Calibur, so, you know, Virtua Fighter.
Soul Calibur.
Fuck you, Eric, son of a bitch.
You didn't even wait.
I know, no hesitation, just Soul Calibur. Fuck you, Frank, Soul Calibur.
He was sitting there waiting. Just
I know, he's like itching at it. He's like, just Soul Calibur. Like, didn't even hesitate, son of a bitch.
Well, next we have, and this is you, Frank, Dead or Alive 3 versus Bloody Roar 3.
I'm actually going to go with Dead or Alive 3 as much as I like Bloody Roar. Dead or Alive 3 is an underrated fighting franchise that always catches crap because of the fan service bullshit in it, but it actually is a really deep fighting game, so I'm going with Dead or Alive 3.
I agree. What about you, Eric?
Dead or Alive 3.
Yeah, I've got make it a trio. Dead or Alive 3. I really enjoyed that one. That might be my favorite of the franchise. Anyway, next we have a Super Smash Bros. Ultimate versus another oddball that surprisingly got to this round.
Scooter says, "Oh my God, no!" He said on the last one, Dead or Alive.
The fighting game starring Final Fantasy VII characters. Somebody thought that was
Hey, you guys continue. I have to use the restroom. I'll be right back.
Well, which one do you want first?
I'll pick Super Smash Brothers.
Okay. Eric?
I always thought it was weird that, like, not Master Chief is in Dead or Alive 3. It's like it's some Spartan warrior who's
in. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
But
that character.
Do they have a story mode in that game, or is it just a playable character?
I don't think there was a story mode for that character. Maybe like a loose story mode, but nothing like.
I
remember.
But I'm voting for Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Yeah, I gotta go Smash Brothers. I played the hell out of that game. I'd be an idiot to choose the other one. I definitely like Smash Brothers. There's only one game left, and Frank isn't here.
I haven't played any Bloody Roar games beyond Bloody Roar 2, so I don't have much experience with it.
I played the first and the third one. I didn't play the second one. Anyway, we have one category left, and we have no Frank, so let's make fun of him in chat, I guess. Let's see here. The old age causes bladder issues. Might want to get that checked out, Frank.
I guess we have an exile waiting for you.
Let's see. No, nothing else in chat. Just talking about the DLC characters of Terminator and stuff like that. Injustice had some interesting lineup of characters, too.
Turtles.
Yeah, that was, like, as one character, all four turtles. It's kind of weird.
So you, hit the attack button, you swapped in the next one or something?
I don't know. I was wondering if it was, like, Yin and Yang from Street Fighter 3 or not.
Or, like, they, like, join up when you do combo attacks.
Using the bathroom as Frank code for change his defense. that's a very interesting question, how it's done in that, because I did not buy the DLC for Injustice 2.
Alright, I'm back. Where are we at?
Did your defense fit in right?
How dare you, son of a bitch. Exiled. Old age causes bladder issues. How dare you, Scotomar, son of a bitch. Exiled. And you too, Freak really 5.
One category left, and Eric's going to be the starter of this one. Soul Calibur 2 versus Dead or Alive 6.
Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. Soul Calibur 2 is a fantastic game.
It's a great game. I'm in agreement.
And the way they made it, you kind of want to buy every copy of it. So you have the GameCube copy and the PlayStation 2 copy and Xbox copy. Like, damn it.
Freak 5's Exiled 2, son of a bitch.
I think I've got the unopened copy of the GameCube version.
Oh, the one with Link?
Yeah,
it's a great game, man. I played it on both the...
Does Link throw bombs in that, or does he use his arrows?
He uses his boomerang, I think.
Oh, yeah, the boomerang. Yeah.
I think he uses bombs and arrows, too.
Yeah, the arrows I remember him using. I don't remember him using bombs, but...
I think he does. And it's been a long time since I've played it, but I think...
Maybe he has, like, a finisher. Maybe he throws a bomb out.
But, yeah, I rented it because I was working at for Game...
Who's you guys' pick to win this whole thing?
What's that name? What's that?
Break, who's your pick to win the whole thing?
I'm not telling you.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you...
No, I'm not, no, because it'll get voted out next week.
I'm not going to conspire against you, man. These are all great games that have moved on. There's nothing that that strike me as, like shouldn't be there, you know, except maybe, what was it, the one that beat Mortal Kombat 4. You know what, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that Ultimate Street Fighter 4 wins the whole thing. And my outside chance one is Soul Calibur 6. Like my dark horse.
I'm going to say Street Fighter 2.
Street Fighter 2. Okay. That's fair. That's fair, even though you're a son of a bitch liar, but you know. Eric, who do you think is going to win the whole thing?
Either Guilty Gear or Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, those are valid as well. Alright, that was great. We're on to round 3 next week, and then we'll finish it up the following week. So,
yes, and then are we going to do another tournament next month?
I think so, man, but we got to figure out what the tournament is.
I've got one that's already pre-made mostly, but I wanted to change some things on it because I wanted to add everybody else's input to it.
Okay. All right.
Let me find that real quick. We were on that. Where's my list at? My drive. Show me every all my shit, you asshole.
How's it having another laptop break? Is it breath of fresh air?
It's amazing. This thing actually works.
Yeah.
How is it?
Is the RAM easily upgraded on it, or is it just one of those one that's really hard to upgrade?
No, well, I don't think it is, but I honestly don't know because I had to have the store do it. If you buy a laptop and do it yourself,
mm-hmm.
voids the warranty.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha. So you already put new RAM in it.
Yeah. I just had them do it at the store.
Cool. I'm probably going to get a new computer by the end of the year if I can scratch up enough money to save for it. But, all right, what...
let me see. I found the list here. Cutest, most annoying video game characters.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
So, I'm looking for some input.
Is Tingle on it?
I've got, like, video game characters, and then I've got, like... let me give you a couple examples of what's on this list. Snow from Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, God. Good one.
I hate him so much.
Is Tingle on there?
I'm not sure. but the Hammer Brothers from Super Mario Brothers, so it's not just characters, it's also like a certain enemy.
Okay, I gotcha.
So I think the Medusa head is on here too somewhere.
Oh,
somewhere.
God, the Medusa head. That's a great one. Freak says Navi.
Oh, she's on here. Yeah, there's Tingle. Yeah, Tingle's on this list.
Okay, though. Good. I'm good then. You
better believe that goddamn bitch is on here. Yeah. Fucking over here. Look. Can I kill you if I look?
Right.
Oh, shit, she's just going to keep talking.
Yeah. Baby Mario from Yoshi's Island. Most certainly.
Fucking on here. I'm a little asshole.
Most definitely Freak 5. What about you, Eric? You have one that you want on there?
Not particularly. I have to see the list that you've got messed me up so far, and then I'll make up some.
Can you put Lightning on for me? Lightning from Final Fantasy 13?
Let me see if I put Lightning on here. Damn it, I didn't even close it. Scrolling, not closing. Damn it. Let me see here. Mario.
I know you could put on there. You could put Angela Duran from Starship, The Last Hope.
Yes. That's a good one, Eric. Yeah.
Angela from Star Ocean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one.
That one's not on here, I'm pretty sure. But there's some on here where I disagree with, but they were just universally not liked by other people. Like, pretty much anywhere I went, it's like these characters weren't there. But yes, Lightning is on this list.
Oh, great. Yes. That's the winner. I'm calling it right now. All right.
So, yeah, we got, two more weeks before we even do that?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, Eric just gave me one ad on here, but if you guys think of some more.
Edward from Final Fantasy IV, Freak says. Yeah, Edward's no bueno.
The original before they upgraded him. They made him at least usable in the updated version.
Yeah. Okay, let's do our plugs and get the hell out of here, man. Break, plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, which I do not know how I haven't been kicked off. And it's apparently there's going to be a new CEO. Elon got his puppet in there now, whatever. I doubt much is changing, if anything. But, I was trying to insinuate violence and stuff. I think I flat out called for violence at one point and didn't even get a slap or anything. Like, that's how bad it's gotten on Twitter now.
Yeah, but you say something like
get yourself punished.
You say something like "fuck you" to a congressperson, then you get booted on off. Man, that's really really weird. All right, anything else? Break.
No. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Freak agrees he is better in the pixel remaster. Yeah. Like they realized that he was useless in the original, so they did some improvements.
All right, Eric.
Oh, it didn't help the SNES version was based on the easy type, so Edward's special abilities are all removed, making him less useful overall.
Just misgender someone, Skodama says. How dare you, Skodama? All right, break. I'm sorry, Eric, your plugs.
You can find my written reviews on PostBashBrigade.com, or there's the audio reviews on the feed for this week. I got a review of Cannon Dancer, otherwise known as Osman, but I guess we could call it Cannon Dancer Osman, because I think... because this release has both of them, although I don't know why you'd want to play the game in Japanese, other than the fact that you wouldn't have to deal with the localization, but the story doesn't make much sense anyway, so it doesn't really matter in the end. But if you like either of those two avenues and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
If you've got the money and you've got a Switch, go pick up Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
You somehow didn't already play Breath of the Wild, you should probably play that first, because it'll provide context for what's going on in that game.
I'm going to start
waiting on Tears, because I know once I start, I'm going to be like, nothing else is going to be played for a while.
Yeah, I'm gonna start in on Breath of the Wild after I get Curse of the Moon done. Let's see. Freak 5 said that fucking hide ability was horrible. It's also nice that it auto removes gear from characters.
Yeah, to leave your party. Every re-release of 5F4 has had the removal of gear.
Yeah,
I forgot it used to do that. Oh, yeah. I hated that so fucking much.
Yeah.
Oh, not like you have good gear on your characters and suddenly they leave the party and like, wait, hey, do you? But that was just a loner. Aww.
Alright, you can find me on Twitter at Frank Branches for the time being. You can follow me on any of the systems RP Grinders. I'm mostly on the PlayStation. I will pop in here and again on the Xbox and the Switch. What else? Check out check out a video I did on my other channel, the Mexican Longhaired channel. Sexy lyrics. That's all I gotta say. It was pretty fun. Bernie was on it. We basically took Raspberry Beret and butchered that song. So that gives you any indication. Freak 5 says, also nice that it auto removes gear. Oh, I already said that. Okay. Alright, I think that's about it. Go check out Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a great movie. And I know there's another movie coming up. Eric, what the hell is the other movie coming up that looks pretty good? There's one coming out this week, and it's going to be Guardians.
Fast 10?
Oh, yeah, Fast 10. Never mind. Don't go see that. don't support that shit.
The Fast series are fun.
Nah. I'm good.
They're probably not worth seeing in a theater, though.
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
I didn't like the first one, so I've never seen any after.
But the week after that, or no, 2 weeks after that, is the Transformers movie, if you're interested in that.
I'm sorry. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Okay.
It's going to be like Bumblebee.
Like Bumblebee, I watch it. But the trailers I've seen, it looks like the Michael Bay version of Bumblebee. And that's not cool to me. I don't know.
That's just the general aesthetic of... even Bumblebee had that, so...
Yeah, I know, but it still, it looks a little too Bay-ish for me. A lot of explosions and... Alright, you should keep on with the Harry Potter movies, even though J.K. Rowling's a piece of shit.
You can tell me to do that Fast and Furious also? Yeah, Shazam 2 is coming to HBO on the 23rd.
Oh, yeah, I gotta watch that still. Yeah.
That's when HBO Max rebrands to just Max.
Yeah, and they'll probably charge extra and all that shit, too.
Just imagine if The Rock hadn't done his whole Black Adam thing and he decided, like, he was going to do, like, you know, Black Adam versus Shazam, like it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
How big the second one would have been.
God, that would have been so
apparently
good.
Jack Black released a new Tenacious D song called Video Games.
Oh, that's cool.
It's worth listening to.
All right, guys, have a great weekend. Stay safe out there. You guys have anything else? Anything else before we leave?
Peaches.
Peaches for me. You know.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit digital next week, too, the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to pay like 20-something for it.
I want to thank Freak 5 for being in chat as well as Skotama for being in chat, and the lurkers, O1 Ella, Alicidra, another TV viewer, Drapsnat, Lizby, Kata, Paula Ruggi, I don't even know how to say that, and Tensu. Thank you all for joining. I think that's all I got for you guys. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Coming to see you, Elizabeth!
Oh, here it is. Here's what I'm looking for. Mario, Luigi, and Donkey Kong 2, a fat